Галина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала Маруся, раз, два, три. Галина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала.
Копав-копав гринниченьку у вишневому саду. Чи не вийде дівчинонька рано вранці по воду?
Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Ченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала.
Вона ростом невеличка, ще й до того молода.
Руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала.
Вийшла, вийшла, вийшла дівчинонька
рано вранці воду брать, а за нею козаченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, а за нею козаченько веде коня набувать. Маруся, гей!
Вона ростом, ростом невеличка,
ще й до того молода. Руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся, руса коса до пояса, косі стрічка голуба. Маруся, гей!
Розпрягайте,
розпрягайте, хлопці, коні,
та лягайте спочивать. А я піду в сад, зелений в сад, криниченьку копать.
Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала.
Маруся,
калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала. Маруся, раз, два, три. Калина чорнявая дівчина, в саду я одервала.
And from New York City, the Big Apple, that was the Hrim Band from their brand new CD. Now, this group's been around a while, but this is their first CD. It's self-titled, and it's just been released, available now on CD Baby. And that tune that you heard was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, of course, Rozpirahajte Chlopci Koni, Unharness the Horses, Boys. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, по-українське in Ukrainian, that's Pavlina, and I am so glad to have you with me, whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight, or to the podcast. A very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you. Vasil Pavlovsky will be by with a cultural capsule on a Father's Day theme. On Ukrainian Food Flair, we've got Natalia Buchok, who will be sharing some recipes from that wonderful cookbook that was back in the early 20th century. And we'll have an interview with Monica Polaniuk of the Vegreville Pissinka Festival Committee, and she'll be giving us a little bit more information about what's going on at that fabulous festival coming up shortly. And we'll also have news from Ukraine, courtesy Keith Perron of PCJ Media, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and of course some great Ukrainian music. And coming up next is another tune by the Hrim Band from their brand new CD, and this song is called Oy Divchina Porhebechodela, The Young Girl Went Picking Mushrooms.
Дівчина по гриби ходила, зеленому гаю заблудила.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла.
Ой, козаче, молодий гультяю, вивіть мене зеленого гаю.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла.
Конику тримати, а сам пішов дорогу шукати.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла.
Ой, шукав ти до темної ночі, пала роса до сині очі.
А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла. А я чорнява нічки, не спала з тобою гуляла.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming, the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ats909x at gmail.com. Again, that's ats909x at gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
Плачу, чарівні очі. відчуття рівно глибокі. О, як я люблю вас, чарівні очі, ви мої одинокі, відчуття рівно глибокі. О, як я люблю вас. Раз мені моя мама гарну ляльку купила за її сині очі. Забуду вас ніколи, як у сні я вас бачу, ви смієтесь, та я плачу.
And that was Dunai from Ajax, Ontario, from their CD called Soundscapes. And that was Kari Ochi, Chorni Prove, Hazel Eyes, Dark Brows. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today, we're continuing to learn about kanapke from the cookbook of Olha Sinatovich. Olha's recipes for canapés outline a number of different spreads. Don't forget to try these out and let us know how they taste by posting on our blog. This first one is a recipe that serves 12. Olha hasn't named it, but I'll call it the sheep cheese and sardine spread. Maybe try it on your book club night, or if you're like me and my yoga buddies, try it on your lazy man's book club, the movie club. Take 1 pound sheep cheese, challenging to find but not impossible, especially if you live in a big city or near an artisan cheese producer, 1/2 pound of butter, and a large can of sardines. Since these days sardines only come in one size cans, you may need to add an extra can of sardines. This is where our Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Test Kitchen volunteers get to experiment and see what works best. Remove the bones and skin from the sardines. Add the oil from 2 cans of sardines, or alternatively, 2 to 4 tablespoons of olive oil. Cream together, perhaps in your Cuisinart. Then add a handful of minced capers, a pinch of pepper, salt to taste, and mix well. Take this spread and slather it on thinly sliced buns. Don't be chintzy with it. Lay it on nice and thick. Olha recommends garnishing the buns with ham cut in rounds, Emmental cheese, a few whole capers, caviar, a bit of whole sardine, ground kobasa, ham curled into a rose, canned lobster, crawfish, or salmon. I'm assuming that she meant those as a choice, not for all of them to be put onto one canapé. Otherwise, she's violating her own rule about not overwhelming the canapés or your guests with too many ingredients crammed onto a small piece of bread. Our next spread is a boiled ham spread. Take 200 grams of chopped boiled ham, 140 grams of unsalted butter softened to room temperature, 3 hard-boiled eggs chopped, and mix it all together. Add 1 spoonful of French mustard. I'm assuming by French mustard, Olha meant Dijon mustard, and not the brand name French's mustard, which was around by then, in case you were wondering. Since 1904, in fact. Next, the sardine spread. Take 4 sardines, 4 hard-boiled eggs, 100 grams of butter, and blend well with 4 spoons of cooked mayonnaise or regular mayonnaise. By spoons, we must use our best guess as to whether she's referring to teaspoons or tablespoons. I would probably start with teaspoons and then check how it tastes, adding more as necessary. So a note on mayonnaise. Mayonnaise can be made from scratch. The egg yolks used in making it can be either raw or heated, which then gives mayonnaise the designation of having been cooked. Or if you're like me and short on time, mayonnaise can be scooped out of a jar. As a little bit of trivia, the recipe for mayonnaise was brought back to France from the town of Mahon in Menorca, Spain, after the French defeated the British at the city's port in 1756. According to this version, the sauce was originally known as salsa mahonesa in Spanish, later becoming mayonnaise as it was popularized by the French. Incidentally, ketchup was already a British staple by 1940. Well, that's all our time for today. This is Natalia Buchok with Ukrainian Food Flair of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, inviting you to let me know, do you eat your fries with ketchup or with salsa mahonesa?
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Pidraziuk-Molnar here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. And now for something a little bit different musically, we have coming up now the legendary Jim Gregorish from Winnipeg. And this is a song that I'm going to be sending out to my father on Father's Day. It is called Rockin' Romeo.
Thank you.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos, who was the second son of four children born to Ivan and Yulia on February 27, 1927, in the small village of Ditkivtsi, in what is now Zborivsky Rayon of Ternopil Oblast. His father was a self-educated veterinarian farmer, who due to his knowledge of animals was able to ensure a meager but stable subsistence for his family. The small village had been ravaged during the First World War, and it would not be long before foreigners would once again be inviting themselves into the homes of the villagers to round up those they needed for labor, as Slavs were considered Untermenschen by the Nazis, and they searched for others they wanted to simply exterminate like vermin. The first stage of Operation Barbarossa by the Nazis swept into Ditkivtsi in the early summer of 1941. While his parents and younger sisters wept, he and his older brother Stefan, 14 and 16 at the time, were marched down the road and trucked off to Ternopil, where, like cattle, they were put in boxcars on their journey to Germany. Both he and his brother were fortunate to have found themselves working for German farmers who lived not too far apart, and having lost their own sons in the first months of the war, they were not very sympathetic to the Nazi cause and treated both like family. As the tide of the war shifted and the Soviet army making advances into Germany, he received news sometimes thereafter by carrier pigeon. The message read, "Stefan has been shipped off to Siberia by the Reds. Make sure the young man flees as far as possible." The young man's brother at this time was of legal age and was considered a deserter. 15 years in Siberia is what he got. Fortunately, his younger brother, with the aid of his German family, got on a bicycle and hightailed it as far from the front as possible. After some time in displaced persons camps, when the Second World War was over, he became a laborer in one of the coal mines near Ostend, Belgium, thanks to the Marshall Plan. There he acquired the French language, and when the time was ripe, Canada looked like the best option. In 1952, he together with a friend flew from Brussels to Shannon, Ireland, then on to Gander, Newfoundland, with a final destination of Montreal, Canada. 10 years after this, I was born. There were many times I asked him about the coal black scars on his back which he received during mine collapses in Belgium. He recalled those experiences to me, but most of all, my father, Vasily Pavlovsky, would tell me of his childhood in Ditkivtsi, the small village he was plucked from. He would, like a religion, make sure I attended Ukrainian school on Friday nights, as well as Ukrainian dancing. It was located not far from where I spent the first 6 years of my life, living with my parents, maternal grandfather, aunt, and uncle. My father, more than anything, wanted me to be a good Canadian, but at the same time to never forget my roots. The weekend of my high school prom, my father died of an aneurysm. I was 16 years old. He was 52, much too young to die. The path I chose was not of least resistance, but somehow came to me as a way of honoring my father. Was it the right path? I never wonder. It was. On this Father's Day, I dedicate this segment of Cultural Capsule to my father, Vasily Ivanovich Pavlovsky, who, like thousands of others at a very young age, made a journey to Canada, not because of choice, but because of circumstance.
Thank you.
And a bit of a blast from the past for you there. That was the Interlake Polka Kings from the Interlake region of Manitoba. And from their album called Looking to the Future, that was the Homemakers Polka.
Ukrainian News Outlook. In this special edition, we look at the relationship between Ukraine and Russia, and should Ukraine look east or west? I'm Keith Perron. Odessa City is a major seaport location northwest of the Black Sea, and it's the fourth largest city in Ukraine with a population of over 1 million. Recently, the city has become the center of the debate whether Ukraine should look east or look west, from comments made by Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. In early June, alongside the Ukrainian President, Viktor Yanukovych, he suggested in a very direct way that Ukraine should align itself with Russia and not the European Union. We now have this special report on the pressure from Russia to Ukraine to look east. Terry Skiering reports from Odessa, Ukraine.
History has left scars on Odessa. The Potemkin steppes now end at a busy road instead of the shores of the Black Sea. Once one of the most beautiful cities of Imperial Russia, it now struggles with a Soviet legacy. It's still charming in parts, but Stalinist architecture, potholed roads and buses blowing black smoke are daily reminders of communism's failings. And little wonder, then, that when a group of experts gather at Odessa's Mechnikov University to discuss good governance, they're not looking to Moscow for guidance. Diana Zubko works with the International Renaissance Foundation, a civil society NGO.
Well, I believe that Ukrainian citizens have already chosen the Western type of policymaking. They are for building an open society and for democratic approaches in decision-making.
But Russia insists Ukraine is part of its sphere of influence. President Medvedev's stark statement, it's us or them, east or west, was made in front of Ukraine's President Viktor Yanukovych. It's unlikely to change Ukraine's pursuit of a trade agreement with the EU, but, says Sergei Glebov from the Department of International Relations at Mechnikov University, it's a sign that Moscow will not make it easy for Kiev.
Probably what is going on with Ukraine could be also treated as the last Cold War battle or the new post-Cold War battle.
And in this battle, Russia has the big guns. The gas, which keeps Ukraine and much of Europe warm in winter, comes from Russia. The more Kiev warms to the west, the higher the price of that gas. Many analysts believe Russia aims to control not only the gas supply, but through its Gazprom monopoly, Ukraine's pipelines as well. Sergei Glebov interprets President Medvedev this way.
Please, Ukraine, choose whether you want us to be together and you'll share with us your strategic points and strategic infrastructure, because in this particular case we'll be ruling this pipeline, this company. Otherwise, no one will use your pipeline.
Standing out among the crumbling buildings of Odessa are the shining golden domes of lavishly restored Orthodox churches. Some Ukrainian, some Russian Orthodox, but even some of the locals can't tell one from the other. The city is around 62% Ukrainian, 27% Russian. That's a higher Russian population than the Ukraine average. Professor Olga Kamanchuk is director of a Moscow-based public opinion research center, and I put it to her that Russia is using its economic might to intimidate Ukraine.
See, I wouldn't discuss it in the terms of intimidation. Unfortunately, Ukrainians or Europeans often forget that Russia is also dependent on Ukraine. It's both ways, you know. It's the gas routes, not only. It's also Black Sea. It's Black Sea Fleet. There is dual dependency and goes on both sides. European Union is also interested in investing in Ukraine. Does it mean that a European Union wants to intimidate Ukraine? I don't think so.
On Odessa's popular Deribrasivska, there's music and energy and endless outdoor cafes. Young Odessans are out for a good time. Those who have money have plenty of places to spend it, And for Diana Zubko, this new generation is looking west, not east.
Ukrainian history, it was for longer time connected to Russia than it was connected to the European Union or to European countries. But now we can see that new generation of Ukrainians is developing, and they accept more European model than the Russian one. Of course, the economic interests, they are really important, and they are decisive in some aspects. But I think that they should be divided from the political association. They should be separated.
Ukraine's negotiations for a free trade agreement with the EU are well advanced. When concluded, it will then aim for what's known as an association agreement, bringing other benefits but still falling short of full EU membership. So can Ukraine prove President Medvedev wrong and have it both ways? Olga Kamenchuk is both Russian and Ukrainian and thinks it can.
I would very much want Ukraine to be a stably developed democratic country which manages to maintain friendly ties both with Russia and European Union. However, as a realist, I understand that it will be very hard to achieve it, and in one moment or the other, Ukraine might face the option when it will have to choose. But then it doesn't necessarily need to be forever.
Language is another front in the battle for Ukraine. Odessa was once mostly Russian-speaking, with Ukraine as the second language. Now, says Diana, that's changing.
I became a witness of such a situation that when representatives of NGOs from different regions tried to tell a few words about their activity, they found it actually difficult to translate what they usually are saying in Ukrainian to tell it into Russian. And for me personally and for a lot of young people, it is easier to express ourselves in English.
In Odessa's golden years, it was a cosmopolitan city, open to many cultures and religions. Perhaps that's why most Odessans, at least, seem determined to contradict the Russian president and have it both ways. Close ties with the EU and with Russia. Kerry Skyring, Odessa.
Живи, моя Одесса, живи и процветай.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. Special thanks goes to Radio Deutsche Welle. If you would like to subscribe to this program in iTunes, just go to www.pcjmedia.com, click on Nasholos, and you will find a link. I'm Keith Perron.
You're listening to Nasholos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
It's the 38th annual Ukrainian Pesenka Festival in Beggarville, Alberta, July 1st to 3rd. Enjoy traditional bread baking, folk art display, the sights and sounds of Yarmarok, Putt for Cancer, mini kids activities, and three grandstand shows featuring Vasily Papadyuk. Evenings of Bavas, workshops with Jeff Nortonson and the team from So You Think You Can Dance Canada, Ivana Kupala, Chaika and Violin Workshop, and so much more. Children 12 and under are free, so bring the entire family to Ukrainian Pesenka Festival in partnership with Travel Alberta. For more information, visit PesenkaFestival.com or call 780-632-2777.
I'm talking on Skype with Monica Paladiuk, and Monica is the director with the Beggarville Cultural Association, that's Beggarville, Alberta. She's also the competition chair for the Beggarville Pesenka Festival. Now, you've been hearing our ad for the last few weeks here in Nasholos about the upcoming Beggarville Pesenka Festival, and Monica is going to tell us a little bit more about one of the aspects of this festival, which is the dance competitions. So, Monica, welcome to Nasholos.
Thank you.
Now, we've spoken to Alicia already. She kind of gave us an overview of all the things going on, and she did mention the dance competitions. So tell me, how does that work?
Well, with the dance competitions, we showcase, you know, obviously the Ukrainian culture, music, song, and dance. So we have adjudicators, and people come to compete in our festival.
Meaning dance groups?
Dance groups.
From where?
All over Alberta and Saskatchewan, Manitoba this year we have, and we even have a group from BC as well this year.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so it's great.
So you've got the festival is going on, you've got the grandstand, you've got the automatic, the marketplace, and people, buzzing around, going, and in the meantime, you've got the dance competition. So, how does when somebody's coming to the Pesinka Festival, what does that look like?
Well, the dance competitions this year are in the Recreation Center. And this year, because we have our workshop that is so popular, our dance competitions will be in the morning on Friday and Saturday. We have to start really early this year because we've had a lot of participants. And we need to get done so that they can all participate in the workshop. So this year, Friday and Saturday, they will be running 8 in the morning till 1:30 in the afternoon. And then they all the dancers get to go to the workshop, which this year we're very excited to welcome Jeff Mortison, Natalie Heath, and Kirsten Wickland from So You Think You Can Dance Canada. They'll be conducting our dance workshop as well as performing on our grandstand stage.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're really excited about that. We're thrilled to offer different array of teaching styles and genres, which include ballet, contemporary, lyrical, jazz, and of course our feature region for this year is Transcarpathian or Zakopatia.
So Friday and Saturday you've got the dance groups are competing on stage, and they'll be getting their medal presentation as well.
Yes, they do. And this year, we actually even designed new medals this year.
Oh.
And we had designer Irina Karpenko design us a new medal, which we are really proud of. We thought we wanted something to represent more of the festival and not just dancing itself, because we also have a talent portion as well that competes, which is, your instrumental and vocal.
Oh.
So we're really excited about this new medal. It's an egg-shaped
medal. Of course.
Yeah, and like I said, it has a kolach, for welcome, and wheat, because Beggarville is a farming community, and bandura we have as, for the representation of the musical aspect, and then ribbons for the Ukrainian dancing. So we're really excited about that.
All these things on one little medal.
Yeah.
That must be something to see. Wow.
We also have a new marking format that we started this year. So we introduced a new medal, which is platinum, which is higher than a gold.
Oh.
And this is unique to us in the Ukrainian dancing community. So we're quite excited about that as well.
Oh.
We also have standard and advanced categories. So hence the two different days. We have dancers that dance once a week and take more a recreational approach. And then we have our advanced categories on Saturday for dancers who dance more than once a week and take other forms of dance and take a more competitive approach. So we just have the two different categories and two different days. So it's just a little bit more unique to us. A lot of the other festivals and competitions throughout Alberta and Saskatchewan that we have this that's unique to us that are not at other festivals. We also have this year, sorry to interrupt you, we also have this year a trick competition.
Oh.
It's our third annual, and this is on Saturday in our rec center. And it's for male and female dancers, young and old, and showing off their best tricks.
Oh!
Yeah, the boys doing kazas and posanets, and girls, obertas, fouette. And, yeah, the adjudicator picks the best, and they can win a prize in different age categories, of course.
Uh-huh.
We also have our third annual Tanat's House, which will be Friday in the Beer Gardens. And this is an opportunity for everybody to come out and learn traditional Ukrainian village-style folk dances.
Oh.
And this year we have Vincent Reese, Andrina Hachowski, and Brian Sherwick, who will be teaching this form of folk dances.
Oh, wow, wow. That sounds like such great fun.
So we have lots going on this year.
Oh, no kidding. So Brian Sherwick, of course, is the lead man with the Cubasonics.
Yes.
So Nash Holos listeners will be familiar with their music. And just backing up to the instructors now that are giving the workshops, and this is something that maybe the people who aren't part of the Ukrainian community who might be listening don't understand, that for Ukrainian dancers, workshops are very, very important. It's not just getting together like in a nightclub or something. This is serious instruction. So these instructors, now Jeff Mortensen, tell us about Jeff Mortensen. He's a Shumka dancer.
Yes, he's a Shumka alumni dancer. And of course, everybody saw him on TV on the So You Think You Can Dance Canada. And he was performing his Ukrainian solos, if everybody saw. And he will be doing those on the grandstand as well, along with Natalie and Kirsten. So it's really exciting for us that they're all willing to come out and teach these workshops. And of course, Jeff, you know, grew up coming to the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, so they're all excited coming.
Yeah.
And share their expertise with all the kids that will be participating.
Wow, so you kind of need a couple of clones to take in everything in that festival, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, we're trying, you know, because everybody wants to take in, you know, so much. So we're trying to, you know, arrange it so that everybody can have participate in as much as possible. We also have busking, an opportunity for musicians to play out in the open air, spontaneous and creative form of entertaining. So whoever would like to participate can give us a call and they can come out and do some busking.
Wow. So it sounds like it's going to be fabulous entertainment. So you're going to have a grandstand, which is sort of the professional, but it sounds like the quote-unquote amateur talent is going to be every bit as entertaining and exciting.
Yes, this is our second year. We go to different festivals throughout Alberta and Saskatchewan. And we offer a scholarship to the, you know, highest mark in the chosen region. And for every festival, we pick a different region. So in order for them to receive the scholarship, we ask them to come out and perform on our grandstand stage.
Oh.
So this is exciting because we have, you know, the best of the best from different festivals, and we have different regions. So that's happening on our grandstand stage on every one of our grandstands, because you'll see different winners from different parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan.
Wow, so the grandstand show is not the same show repeated then. Everyone is unique.
Everyone is unique,
oh,
yeah.
Wow, wow. And how many performances are there?
Well, we have our opening ceremonies on Friday at 2 p.m., and then we have our Friday night grandstand performance at 7 p.m., and then Saturday as well, 7 p.m., and then on Sunday, our third grandstand performance at 2:30 and our closing ceremonies.
Okay. So those are for the grandstand performance. And in the meantime, you said that the dance competitions will be Friday and Saturday morning, and that's open to the public?
Yes.
Correct. Yeah, starting at 9 o'clock, did you say?
8:30 on Friday and 8 a.m. on Saturday.
Oh.
We also have our dance adjudicator this year is Roxanne Rychinski. She's a Shumka alumni. And we also have our talent adjudicator, Oris Soltykavich. He is the conductor with the Ukrainian Male Chorus of Edmonton. So we look forward to their expertise in judging our performers.
Yeah, and then in the meantime, so you've got the dance competitions Friday, Saturday morning. You've got the grandstand shows, and then you've got the buskers out there. And then, of course, all kinds of other hustle and bustle happening at the festival. And if your plans are not made yet for the July long weekend, definitely consider taking in the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, because it sounds like great fun. I'm looking forward to meeting you, Monica.
And I'm looking forward to meeting you. Thank you very much, and appreciate your letting us come in and have time on your station. And I invite everyone to come and celebrate Canada Day and jumpstart their summer at the Vegreville Pesenka Festival.
And that was Monica Polaniuk with the Vegreville Pesenka Festival, which is coming up on the July 1st long weekend. That's July 1st, Friday, July 1st till Sunday, July 3rd. And that will be taking place, of course, in Vegreville, Alberta. If you'd like more information about the Pesenka Festival, visit their website, which is pesenkafestival.com. And that's spelled P like Peter, Y-S-A-N-K-A, festival.com. And you can also find the link on the Nash Holos blog and website.
Thank you. and ask me what the heck is a zabava. It's not the kind of party that I go to with my baba. The music's kind of loud and the dance is kind of sweaty. I'll tell you all about it, have a listen if you're ready. Better head booze, big sipped zabava. Lots and lots of booze, big sipped zabava. There's those big shoes, makes a really good zabava. And a kick-ass band makes a great zabava. In the country, they do it like they should. There's always lots to drink, and there's tons of homemade food. The city folks, they try their best, but really tell me, please, there must be better city food than those little cubes of cheese. Better hand foods, make sipping zabava. Lots and lots of booze, make sipping zabava. Those are big foods, makes a really good zabava. And a kick-ass band makes a great zabava. Zababa, all my friends are going. They all like something different, but to each his own. Me, I like the music, others like to dance, and some just want to drink, and drink, and drink, and drink, drink. Better head booze, make sipping Zababa. Lots and lots of booze, make sipping Zababa. Those are big shoes, makes a really good Zababa. And a kick-ass band makes a great Zababa. The boys from UNB, the Cimarrons, the Starlights, but really, let's be honest, the best ass kickers are the Cuba Sonics. Better hand boots, make sipping zabava. Lots and lots of booze, make sipping zabava. Those big shoes, makes a really good zabava. And a kick ass band makes a great zabava.
And that was Edmonton's Cuba Sonics from their fourth CD called Play, and that was Great Zabava. And for those who are Ukrainian impaired, Zabava is just a word for a great big fun party. Tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and streaming online at am1320.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave, AM and FM, in over 28 countries, and every weekend on PCJ Internet Radio, and that's at pcjmedia.com, as well in flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and the International PCJ Radio Edition at pcjmedia.com. And both editions are available on iTunes. Нежам ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Вільність здобуває, а неволя і розум ламає. And our proverb of the week translates as, freedom conquers all things, but slavery destroys the mind. Well, our time is about up for this Father's Day themed program. So to wrap things up, we have the Ukrainian Old Timers from Winnipeg and a song called Father's Memories. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, до побачення.
Кинуті, та й не втік, а вела на грушку. Тільки піду на весі, я помила за дружку. Тільки піду на весі, я помила за дружку. Yeah.
пишу на маяр, то любил маярку. А я пишу на маяр, то любил маярку. Тайно об'єднався, як космара жінку крав, я не сподівався, як космара жінку крав, я не сподівався. Сам щепаю, а то пекло кьотку, а то раю сам щепаю.